Jeff.
Hello.
What's good?
A really good story. There is an update from a feel-good story that we did last December. There was a local six-year-old Worcester boy named Carlos Rolone. He was stuck inside a Boston Children's Hospital waiting for a new heart. Remember, doctors told him he couldn't leave until he got a new, healthy heart. He's had a bad one for 4 years, and he's only six, so since 2 years old, he's had, you know, a lot of operations, and since August, he's been in the hospital every single day for 7 straight months. And if you remember, back during Christmas time when we heard about Carlos, all he wanted for Christmas were cards from people on the outside. And our listeners came through big time for him because on Christmas, he was swimming in 3,000 Christmas cards. And it was the sweetest sight to see and, of course, to hear about. Here's Carlos back in December talking about it.
Carlos, what do you think of all that mail?
I know. It's so big. It's like, I'm like covered.
But who's it for? Is that for me?
No.
Who's it for?
Me.
Are you excited? What do you say to everyone?
Thank you.
No, if that doesn't bring a little teary to your eye, this might. So, a lot has happened since. Here's an update from his mom on Facebook from this weekend. She says, at 3 p.m., I kissed you goodbye and promised I'd be right here waiting for you. As they took you away, my heart broke. You were crying and you were scared. As I packed our stuff, 7 months worth, LOL, I put some Christian music on and got in a daze, alone, but God would not allow me to be scared. Then the phone call came. He's headed up to the floor. He looked amazing, and for the first time in his life, his oxygen read 100%. I watched his chest rise. My heart got heavy. God bless the family who chose to donate this precious gift of life to my baby boy. And I read a news article. And it says, oh, end of quote, by the way, the surgery took 9 hours to complete. That's a long time. His mom, Cassette, also said that this is the first time she's seen Carlos with color in his body. She says because of his condition, his skin has always looked and been gray. And so that's something that she not only talked about on Facebook, but in the newspaper article as well. She says, quote, I'm super excited. I can't wait until he wakes up. I just want to hear his voice. People have been praying for him, hoping for him, and how it's happened, or now it's happened. So I just want to say that we are so proud of our guy, Carlos, and thank you to our listeners for making his Christmas so special. And this is just such great news that I had to share today, and it feels good.